Well done, Brett Thomas. Of course, that is about the new stadium and Eddie Maguire's grand plan.
It is, Andy Maher. He wants to bulldoze Etihad Stadium and build a 60,000-seat venue close to the MCG. The $1 billion stadium would force the relocation of Hisense Arena and Richmond Station to go underground. Maguire telling you, Andy Maher, it's all about giving struggling clubs the best stadium deal.
For me, to bulletproof football, to bulletproof our clubs, and particularly the smaller clubs who have never got off death row, is a significant bonus on this. Let's use the AFL asset to give it back to the supporters to keep the... And the whole idea of this is to keep the prices down and to attract the best possible activities into our centre. If we can do that, then I'll tell you what, we've actually served our purpose on this earth.
But the proposal has not been met with widespread support. Bulldogs president Peter Gordon telling SEN Breakfast with Frank and Ox, it would alienate fans out west.
For myself, I still prefer the Docklands as a venue. I think it services the people in the western and northwestern suburbs of Melbourne, of which my club is one, and its members, and that's an important thing. And I also think that it has its critics, Etihad Stadium, but it's really well connected transport-wise, you know, with the railway and at the end of Footscray Road and near the freeway. It's got a lot of parking, and I actually think it's got a lot of potential.
The head of the A-League, Damien De Bowen, has decided to resign after 4 years in the role. De Bowen will step aside at season's end due to the demands on his Melbourne-based family travelling to the FFA's offices in Sydney. He's overseen the removal of former Newcastle Jets owner Nathan Tinkler, the financial crisis surrounding Brisbane Roar and fan protests this season. Three players are in line to debut for the Socceroos in World Cup qualifiers at home to Tajikistan and Jordan later this month. Melbourne Victory's Jason Guerrier and Norway-based Alex Gerbak give coach Ange Postecoglou options at left back. Striker Apostolos Giannou played under Postecoglou at youth level before representing Greece recently.
Born in Greece like me, came to Australia, and you know, his parents obviously came here to give opportunities to their kids, and you know, he's making the most of it, and the beauty of it is he wants to play for Australia, so I think it's a fantastic story.
Former Victory players, striker Robbie Cruse and goalkeeper Mitch Langerak have been recalled. There are some seasoned campaigners who have been left out.
You know, with the likes of Matty Mackay and James Troisi, Alex Wilkinson, Ivan Franich, Jason Davidson, to name a few who have been a permanent part, really, of our squad the last 12 months, it means we're going to be building some real depth and some real competition for places.
Arsenal thrashed Hull City 4-0 in an FA Cup replay to make it through to the quarterfinals, but the Gunners, who are clinging on in the Premier League title race, suffered injuries to defender Gabriel and midfielder Aaron Ramsey. Manager Arsene Wenger can't understand why they've been written off.
We judge the season after the season, and I'm quite amazed that so many people judge it so early, you know. Assess the season after the season, and we'll give absolutely everything. We have not given up anywhere, and you will see that in the coming weeks.
In the European Champions League, Spanish giant Real Madrid and German side Wolfsburg are the first clubs through to the final eight. Shane Watson is set to bowl in Australia's series deciding third T20 international against South Africa in Cape Town tomorrow morning. The 34-year-old played as a batsman only in the second match after recovering from a stomach strain. Watson says he's also in a battle to win an opening batsman role for the T20 World Cup, with David Warner shifting down to number four.
I'm sure the selectors and the captain have got the people that they think, you know, are going to open during the World Cup in mind. But the most important thing is having clarity in our roles as a starting point, and we're certainly getting closer and closer to that. You know, even someone like Davey batting through the middle order, who did an incredible job in the last game. You know, once all those roles are really defined and we all know exactly what is where we're going to be batting, where we're going to be, what's expected of us, you know, that's a big part in being able to get a team to really gel and come together.
Afghanistan and Zimbabwe defeated Scotland and Hong Kong both by 14 runs to boost their prospects of making the main draw at the World T20. Well, number one Serena Williams has applauded fierce rival Maria Sharapova for coming forward to admit she failed the drug test at the Australian Open. The 29-year-old still faces a ban of between 2 to 4 years for testing positive to meldonium, which was only added to the ban list at the start of the year. Williams says it caught her off guard.
Well, I think like everyone else said, most people were surprised and shocked by Maria, but at the same time, I think most people were happy that she was upfront and very honest and showed a lot of courage to admit to what she had done and what she had neglected to look at in terms of the list at the end of the year. With that being said, you know, it's just taking the responsibility, which she admitted that she was willing to do and ready to do. And you know, I just, you know, hope the best for everyone in that situation.
And Andy, Jesse Williams, the Australian defensive tackle, has unfortunately been dumped by the Seattle Seahawks. He's gone through kidney cancer and also knee injuries, so that meant that he couldn't take the field. So, unfortunately, another setback for him.
Yeah, the poor bloke just hasn't really had a run at it, has he? I mean, he's so highly touted when he was drafted, but he just hasn't been able to, through one thing or another that you mentioned, been able to get himself in the sort of condition he needs to. Mate, you're all over it. Thanks again, mate. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Andy.
Brett Thomas for Bayview's Golf Course. Spectacular views, spectacular value.